time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to End of the Show. Second hour here on this Thursday, February 26, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The final third main bullet point agenda of Governor Gretchen Whitmer heading into her last year as our governor was health care. Even though I gave her A pluses for the first two bullet points, reading literacy for our kids, housing, the third bullet point of healthcare, she gets an F. She called for Washington, D.C. to reinstate the reimbursements for Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. That absolutely horrific healthcare program that sent billions of dollars to health insurance companies, not to the consumers, giving them the money to be able to then go and consume healthcare. Folks, I've talked about this dynamic for years, ever since I've been on this microphone, going all the way back to when I ran for state senate in 2010. We need to consume everything in our lives. We consume food, gasoline for our vehicles or diesel, education, cell phones, internet service, clothing. Everything we do as a society, as a family, as an individual, you make choices every single day. If you leave to go to work or to your business, you're on the road, you are consuming. You're consuming fuel to drive your vehicle. You're consuming music or news or perhaps this show. When you go to lunch, you consume lunch. Or you brought your own lunch, which you prepared from food that you purchased at the store that you're going to consume for your lunch. Education needs to be consumed. Healthcare needs to be consumed. It's not what the governor wants. She wants the reimbursements to be reinstated by Washington. And her Democrats stood and applauded for that. Matt Hall, the Speaker, the Republican behind her, and all the other Republicans in the building sat on their hands. They didn't applaud. They didn't stand. Donald Trump wants the money to go to the consumers. Stop giving the money directly to the insurance companies and then them providing us our services that you buy online. The Affordable Care Act. It's got to stop. Medicare, Medicaid, everything is screwed up because of the Affordable Care Act. And she wanted Washington to go back to doing it the old way. Sorry, not going to happen, Governor. On that third bullet point, you got a big fat F. We are going to change, absolutely change the way this is done. Healthcare needs to be consumed. We need to shop around and find the best insurance for us, and we buy it, not government. Well, what did the other candidates running for governor, what did they have to say about Whitmer's final State of the State address? We'll get into that next segment. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, after and even prior to the Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final State of the State address, Republican gubernatorial frontrunner. I love how they put that. He's not the frontrunner. So stop calling John James the frontrunner. But he was at the State of the State address. You mean John James actually showed up in person at something? Wow, that's like amazing. Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson was there too. Oh yeah, sitting right in the front row. They made sure her face was on the cameras every single time they stood to applaud the comments by Governor Whitmer. Republican candidate Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt gave the Republican Party's response to the speech. Fellow candidate Mike Cox made himself available for comments, and that was basically it. The sum of the gubernatorial candidates who reacted to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final speech from the House floor. Independent candidate Mike Duggan, he was not there. Nor did he offer any comments online, unlike the other Republican candidates. As far as Secretary of State Benson, who was obviously expected to be there, she actually held court with the reporters after the speech was done. So this is what the Democratic candidate, who's going to be the candidate for the Democrats, had to say. Benson said that Whitmer's focus on affordability, this is the Democrats' talking point. This is their main talking point. Affordability mirrors what she's hearing out on the campaign trail, and further agreed and emphasized that it needs to be a priority of the next governor. She said she was encouraged by the governor's emphasis on literacy and education, as it was, quote, personally important, end quote, to her as a parent, as well as a daughter of educators. Ah, Benson's parents were teachers. Okay, now I'm understanding her Democratic roots very well. Benson went on to say, prioritizing science-based curriculum, which means you have to teach the teachers how to teach reading. And she goes on to say, literacy improvements is, quote, moving in the right direction, but argued that the state must continue investing in educators. Investing? That means paying our taxpayer dollars. And addressing shortages if it wants to reach her goal of making Michigan a top 10 public education state. The Democrat candidate, Benson, went on to say, quote, we've got a lot more work to do if we're going to ensure our educators are well paid. What? You got to be kidding me. Educators in Michigan are some of the top paid teachers in the country. Look at down south. Look at public teachers down in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, South Carolina. Michigan teachers are very well paid already. So she's basically catering to the teacher union base with her first statement. We need to also address the educator shortage we have in Michigan. Yeah, we need more teachers. Providing wraparound services for educators and paraprofessionals and others who need to have our support, Benson said. On healthcare, Benson said affordability and accessibility must remain central, saying she was the first gubernatorial candidate to release a plan focused on lowering costs statewide. Benson went on to say, kind of slinging some mud right here without naming names. One of my potential opponents voted to raise health care premiums. Not once, not twice, but three times. She said, adding that her plan draws a sharp contrast of what we have in terms of visions for the future of our state. Reporters asking her questions asked her, if she has said or discussed anything about securing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's endorsement. Benson said the two speak regularly, describing the governor as a great friend. Since Whitmer is the vice chair of the Democratic Governors Association, Benson said, I think there would be no question about who she will be helping and where she will be as we get closer to November. Don't assume that, Jocelyn, because she's also buddies with Mike Duggan, the independent, who is really a Democrat running in sheep's clothing. Congressman John James was in attendance in the building as a guest of Alicia St. Germain, State Representative Republican from Harrison Township in Macomb County. She is also a constituent of his in the 10th Congressional District, the seat he currently holds. James explained that yesterday was the second State of the State address he's attended, the first one being where he was acknowledged by Governor Rick Snyder more than 12 years ago as a young Army captain returning to Michigan to build up his family's supply chain management business. James went on to say, but I wonder nowadays, after 7 years of Gretchen Whitmer's leadership, she acknowledged that young people aren't choosing to stay here in the state of Michigan. They're not making the same decisions I did 12 years ago. Well, Whitmer is completely wrong. We have the power to change it. Adding that cutting taxes and letting people keep more money in their pockets is also akin to basically giving them a raise without the raise coming from their employer. It's coming from the state of Michigan. Despite the rosy pictures that was painted for Michiganders today, the fact remains that we are 44th out of 50 in education. The fact remains that we're still number two in unemployment. And the fact remains that the city of Detroit, one in two children are still living in poverty. That can't be whitewashed or painted over by what a politician says in a State of the State address. Whoa. Responding to Whitmer's push for Congress to reinstate the Affordable Care Act, enhanced premium tax credits that subsidize the insurance companies to sell insurance on the ACA marketplace, James said he would ask the governor to do a better job of cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. When you look at the fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a budget that's $20 billion higher than it was just 6 years ago, where's that money going? We found $9 billion in unemployment fraud. That was done on her watch. We found hundreds of millions of dollars in SNAP and healthcare fraud. That was on her watch, James said. We don't have a tax problem in the state of Michigan. We have a spending problem in this state. And too much of that spending is being wasted, end quote, said John James. Fellow Republican Mike Cox, the former attorney general, acknowledged that Whitmer is a very gifted orator, but the substance of her speech was largely empty. He noted that Whitmer spent a long time on literacy, but didn't acknowledge her own decision that he thinks helped drive Michigan to some of the nation's lowest reading scores. The governor has spent and wasted $1 billion extra on reading while Michigan has fallen from 35th to 48th in the fourth grade reading testing. Across the board, Michigan is falling behind. Working families are paying the price, Cox said. He also noted something that John James brought up. Michigan has one of the nation's highest unemployment rates and has lost 19,000 jobs already at the start of this year, and we're only 2 months into 2026. While the other gubernatorial Republican candidate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, gave recorded response from his family's sixth-generation dairy and grape farm in Lawton, Michigan, and was highlighted by this opening line. Nesbitt said, "Too much of what we heard tonight doesn't pass the smell test, not even here on the farm." It was funny. Have you ever been to a dairy farm? Cow manure permeates the air. For 8 years, Nesbitt continued, Governor Whitmer has had a bad habit of saying all the right things and then doing all the wrong things, hoping you won't notice or you'll forget. But we haven't forgotten because we're living with the consequences. Republican candidate Perry Johnson, prior to the speech, posted on X, "Tonight, the State of the State address, we will be reminded why we need to elect a Republican this fall. Whitmer has failed. We cannot afford 4 more years of tax and spend Democrat policies that chase people and businesses out of Michigan," end quote, said Perry Johnson. Another Republican candidate, former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, didn't issue a post-speech statement. Instead, yesterday morning on his Twitter X account, newsflash to Republicans. Here's some straight talk. Governor Whitmer's approval level is still above 50%, and she's not on the ballot. We don't win by attacking her. We win by attacking the problems and offering bold solutions and a positive vision for the state of Michigan every day. End quote, said Tom Leonard. All the other Republican candidates, MERS News Service did not cover whether they put out any comments either before the speech or after the speech. This is their entire news report. What about Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner, independent Mike Duggan, and Libertarian candidate Anthony Hudson? Crickets.